To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 23 of Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today we have Hannah.
Hello.
And Morgan.
Hey.
And Todd.
Hi.
And Kristen.
How y'all doing?
Oh, Jesus. And Becky.
Howdy ho.
Hi ho.
Let me get that Kentucky y'all in there.
Well, there you go.
It's Kentucky Derby Day.
Well, it's Kentucky Derby Day.
Yeah. And Kristen won!
Woo! Go win!
And me, Nathan. And today we are going to go around the table, investigate our Dream Disney Day. So if you could do anything that you wanted to in one day at Walt Disney World, what would you do? No holds barred. We'll start with Becky.
We're going backwards again.
We're going to go back that way again.
What is it? Okay.
I'll go first. That's fine. Because I got mine all written down, pretty fine. It's ready to go.
That's good.
Okay. I'm not sure how I'm calling this correctly, but my dream day would fall on one of the Magic Kingdom's dream days where it lasts for 24 hours a day.
Cheater.
So, my day would be 78 degrees and sunny with a low crowd.
Oh, so you can start controlling nature.
Exactly. It's my dream day. Hello.
And all the birds would flock to my side.
No,
and I wouldn't have to walk. They would just fly me through the forest.
Okay, fine.
And I would have a unicorn. That would show up.
I want a unicorn. I'm riding that baby. You may as well put a big saddle on that sucker and I'm going. Yoo-hoo! I'm not the one who said a unicorn.
It's going to be a long podcast.
I'm using my feet. Shh. Hush. So again. First of all, what is wrong with you?
I can't get the mental picture out of my head. And you saddling up a unicorn right down the road.
I didn't say anything about sticking a unicorn, you freak. You're the one who brought it up, not me.
I can't breathe.
Okay. So where are you going on your unicorn?
I'm on a unicorn. So are you.
I'd be on a unicorn too.
Can we please get past the unicorn?
It'd be like Fabio and
Sunny and 78. So there we go. Sunny and 78.
Okay.
Okay.
Controlling the weather and nature.
Exactly. It's my day.
Okay.
Hello.
Sorry. I interrupted.
Maybe you weren't around. Oh, I know. You'll be staring at the buildings. Looking at the architecture. There you are. That's in my dream day because that's all you'll be doing. Lips zipped. So anyway, my day starts at noon because I do not like to get up early. And I will be entering the back of Epcot. And I will be attending the Rose and Crown to get a table inside with a scotch egg and a beer.
You have to attend that?
I will be attending.
Okay. You're not just stepping in. You have to...
I will be joining the crowd. I would like to go shopping at the World Showcase. Ride Test Track Soarin'. Figment, only because it's an old ride and it's something that our family likes to do.
Oh.
And, where am I? A Nemo.
Why
Is that a disease?
Nemo.
You want to ride the Nemo ride?
Yeah, the Nemo ride. Okay. And then here comes some laughs. I want to go to Mexico.
Oh.
Don't you remember the podcast with her?
Tacos, yeah, tacos and a polo.
I want to go to Mexico for nachos and a margarita. And then we can ride the Three Caballeros ride and then go to Norway. You're going to laugh.
I know you are.
I know you are. Yeah. I want to pick up something at Werther's and then a lemon slush. I want to go to Hollywood Studios, sit at the
Really?
I was having such a good time writing this, and now you're making fun of me.
You go to Norway.
Okay. Just stop. Go backwards.
Okay, we've already gone forwards. We can't. No, you can't. Because this will take care. Just go to Norway. And then nobody's going to laugh.
Want to see the Merpet? The Merpet.
Take two.
Stroke again. Golly, I wrote this so easily. I want to see the Muppets, the Little Mermaid, go shopping, ride Rock and Roller Coaster, and head to Ohana's with a window view for dinner, then spend the rest of the night at Magic Kingdom. My must-dos there would be ride the train all the way around, do the Jungle Cruise, Pirates of the Caribbean, Splash Mountain with a poncho, because I always get wet, Big Thunder Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Peter Pan, Ariel, the Blue Train Ride, which that's what we call it. Not sure what it's really called.
The People Mover.
It's called the People Mover?
That's not what it's called.
Have a Dole Whip, Casey's Corner, and Watch Wishes.
Good.
I'm done. That was... I wrote that so easily.
Came out so jumbled.
Okay.
That's a good train day.
That's a good...
I'm gonna... I have one other thing, because we're like... So if I had a not-so-real dream day, it would be like the Groundhog movie. What is it called?
The Groundhog Day movie?
Yeah. Well, I wake up each day and do it all over again.
Well, that's nice. What about you, Kristen?
Okay. Mine will never happen, but I can dream, okay? I would have the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival combined with the Food and Wine Festival. So that they're both happening at the same time. So you could experience everything from each of them at the same time. And I would like to go through the park with an uncrowded park. 78 Sunny would be good too.
Controlling nature. No controlling lines. People and nature.
Yeah. No lines for characters. So if we wanted to walk up to characters, we could just walk right up to them.
Like Duffy?
Yeah, like Duffy. For example, who I will be getting my picture taken with this time.
You said that last time.
Oh, you didn't do it last time?
No, we didn't ever get to.
It was them. They did it.
Maybe like two times ago.
Yeah,
without me. And then midday or so, I'd like to have a little spa treatment and then be able to go back to the park and enjoy the rest of the Food and Wine and the Flower and Garden together. And then I would like to have a nice dinner either at Yachtsman or Narcoosie's, but if it's at Yachtsman, I would like to have the chocolate peanut butter pretzel dessert that is no longer on their menu. That was so yummy.
What?
Yeah, it's not on their menu anymore. I'm not a dessert person, but I could eat 5 of those. It was so good.
You're kidding.
No, it's not on there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool. So no reason to go back there.
So that's my that's my dream day. In a nutshell. There you go.
That's good. All right, Todd, over to you. What's your dream day?
Oh, okay. So stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, wake up looking over Savannah, looking over the giraffes as they come close to our balcony and eating breakfast. Then hop over to Boma, if they go on a nice breakfast, one of our favorite breakfast places. And go to Animal Kingdom, we go do the safari ride, Mount Everest, and go and watch the Lion King show. Then probably head over to Hollywood Studios and do Toy Story, Tower of Terror, Beauty and the Beast show, catch that show, go to Star Tours, do a ride on that, then take the boat over to Epcot, probably grab a little lunch at Le Cellier, kind of a late lunch, then go do Soarin', Test Track, Mission Space. And wind up walking around World Showcase and catching Illuminations. As soon as that's over, head over to the monorail to catch the Magic Kingdom and catch Wishes. And do a quick run and go to Splash Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain. Come back, watch the light parade for Main Street Electrical Parade. Then go do Buzz Lightyear, grab a funnel cake, and go over see Belle, and last but not least, go see Ariel. And then go over and grab a Dole Whip, and then just kind of eat that on walking out Main Street USA for clothes.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
Busy.
Sounds like a good day.
Mm-hmm. All right, Morgan.
Okay, so I would want to stay at Animal Kingdom, and I want the giraffes to stay right outside my window close enough to, so I could pet them. That they wouldn't bite me, but I could pet them. I love giraffes. And then I could go to Magic Kingdom and ride all, like, ride Splash Mountain, Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain. I think that's it. And then go to Hollywood Studios and... Oh, wait, I forgot. I would eat... Okay, this will never happen, but I would eat Casey's Corners for breakfast. Then go over to Hollywood Studios and go to 50's Primetime for lunch. And ride, like, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story, Tower of Terror. And then go over to Epcot and do the major rides there. And then I would go to the boardwalk and eat at ESPN for dinner. And then go sit by the pool at Beach Club.
Wow.
That's a good day too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a very doable day too.
Except all that eating.
That's doable.
No, it's not. You can't eat a cake. Oh, wait.
Casey's Corner for breakfast.
Yeah, and a half a chicken Mom. For lunch.
And what for dinner? And
another hot dog.
Another.
I would also, before I went to ESPN to eat, I would go back to Magic Kingdom, fly as Tinkerbell during Wishes, then go to ESPN, and then go to the pool.
I've been Tinkerbell. I'm ready to go eat some hot dogs.
Why not?
You had hot dogs before you did Tinkerbell.
Exactly. That's why I changed it.
Hello, children.
Here's some hot dogs for all.
So what's your dream Disney day, Hannah?
I would want to wake up and go to Magic Kingdom and have Mickey as my tour guide through the park.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
And then I would want to go to Downtown Disney and help the people there at that, like, make the makeup, I would want to see how they do it and stuff. And then I would want to go back to Magic Kingdom and eat a Dole Whip and have a spa day at the Grand Floridian and then eat at Le Cellier for dinner and go back to Cinderella Castle to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Spend the night in the castle. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
All right, so I...
Okay, Nathan, what's yours?
I'll wait for the... Laughing already, huh? Whatever, fuzzball. Well, I'd stay in the castle, but I'd want to have it to where all the rides were open at the night. So I'd just stay up all night with nobody in there riding all the rides at night.
Like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, just exactly like Michael. And I had my own monkey.
Wasn't that what he did? He had the park open at night to where it was just for him?
I'm sure he probably did.
Okay, just like Michael Jackson.
Just like Michael Jackson, yeah.
All right, Mike.
But I'd want to do that. There's nobody in the park. Everything would be empty. It would be at night, and you could ride everything at night. Next day, probably stay in the Magic Kingdom, eat Casey's, and then I'd probably go over to Epcot, stay in the World Showcase, go eat at the England Fish Place, ride Soarin' Test Track, get out of there, go to Hollywood Studios, ride Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story Mania by myself like 5 or 6 different times until I got the highest score. And then when I got the highest score, nobody could beat it at all. And then I'd go back, well, I'd skip Animal Kingdom. And then I'd like to dress up like a character and greet people.
Like what?
Like Goofy, of course.
No, like the Sheriff and Robin Hood.
Goofy.
I'd probably be Goofy.
Goofy.
You don't need to keep saying that. Guess what?
What's
I think you should
big,
be Goofy.
How about Baloo?
Oh, yeah. Perfect body shape.
Let's put that big suit on you.
It'd be all tight on me.
Gaston.
Oh, yeah.
They just put fur on my belly.
Ew.
And then I'd have any kind of dessert I wanted. I'd go back to the castle and I'd eat dessert.
What would you eat?
Whatever. Bring it to me.
Well, what would... You don't care?
No.
Here's you some sugar-covered...
Sugar. Put it on
monkey
milk.
Bubbles.
Let's go. Monkey muffles. What?
Monkey pebbles.
Monkey... No. Weird.
When you said whatever.
I'd have a Dole Whip. Yeah.
There you go.
Just a big long straw coming out from the castle window all the way down to the Dole Whip station hooked up to that little thing and just keep on, just feed it to him. I'd be like that raspberry girl, blueberry girl in Willy Wonka.
Oh, God.
They'd have to throw me out the window. They'd have to put me to the Tinkerbell.
The windows in the castle are small.
Hopefully the elevator is big.
Just roll you down the stairs.
Hey, buddy.
De-juice me. That's okay.
It is too bad you guys can't see the look on Becky's face.
Sorry.
And the thought in y'all's mind.
Like a dairy farm.
That's a really
that's the worst movie ever.
That is where we don't mix. Adios, amigos. Sayonara, sucka.
Das bedanya.
Well, this is, reminds me of a Small World.
Freaking die Deutsch. No way. Jose.
See ya.
So,
I mean the death jay.
We'll see you later.
Alright, so if anybody has any of their dream day ideas that are totally different from ours that actually make sense, you can email us or call us and let us know what you think.
Yeah, and Disney, you really need to combine the flower and garden and food and wine, just so you know. Just saying.
It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. It is good. They might take up on it.
Well, they kind of did this year. They started offering more food at the flower and garden, so a mini version of food and wine.
Now
so
they need to put
more flowers and
flowers
stuff at the
food, more flowers.
Topiaries up at food and wine. Mm-hmm.
But they still have the flower.
Where are you going to go? Go on fall break. It needs to be when I am available to go.
But the flower and garden can't be then.
Yes, it can. It's Florida.
You stumped her.
But they're ready for, like...
It's Florida. It's still...
It's her dream Disney day, so...
Who's? Kristen's?
No, yours. So, if you have your dream Disney day that you want to share with us, just email us or call us. All of our contact information is in our show notes. We really appreciate you listening to us and staying with us and listening to our craziness. Well, mostly for me.
And me.
I'm being told it's me too.
We got the crazy side of the table. And all the side of the table.
And me.
All right, so thanks again.
May all your dreams be magical dreams.